Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, there are some sins, quite a few, which a lot of people approve of. They don't think they're so bad at all. There's many thieves or burglars who are proud of their skill in breaking and entering. Many con men are proud of their deceptive skills and powers of persuasion. Many lecherous Casanova types are proud of their conquests. Say nothing of, now we have now gay pride marches which openly flaunt sins against nature itself. So yes, there's a lot of sins that some people think are just fine. But today's readings speak to us about a sin which nobody, I'd say absolutely nobody, is proud of. Everyone disapproves of this sin, but lots of us commit it, probably all of us at some time or another. It's the sin of ingratitude, of failing to give thanks when we should. Everybody realizes that's something mean, pretty nasty, right? Nobody ever says, I never give thanks, I'm ungrateful, yay! It's ridiculous, nobody ever thinks like that. Well, the Bible reminds us today, the readings, that the sin of ingratitude is very real, it's very frequent, and it can be very serious at times. It's a sin of omission, not of commission. That little C or without the C at the beginning of the word makes a difference, right? Sins of, you commit a sin or you omit something you're supposed to do and you don't do it. Remember the parable of the sheep and goats in St. Matthew, the goats representing the evil who are going to be condemned. Why are they going to hell? Not because they did something bad necessarily, but because they failed to help their brothers and sisters who were poor and needy and hungry and in prison. What they didn't do. Sins of omission. Well, ingratitude is forgetting or not caring about giving thanks. The first reading reminds us, and so does the gospel. Both readings remind us that sometimes it's the people we maybe wouldn't expect who give us Christians and people, God's people, a good example in this. In the first reading, we heard about that very important government official from Syria who was suffering from leprosy, and he heard that there was a great prophet in Israel, Elisha. He comes down and Elisha tells him, you want to be clean, go and wash 7 times in the River Jordan. Did that and he came out completely healed of his leprosy. And he wanted to give thanks to Elisha. He wanted to give that guy gold and silver because he came from a very rich background there. And Elisha said, no, I don't want your gold and silver. And so eventually the king, we have the last words, he took 2 mule loads of soil, of earth from Israel. He took that back because he said, I know there's no other God than the God of Israel. And back in Syria, he was going to use that soil from the land of Israel to construct altars. According to the customs of the time, you build a mound of earth, you know, and you built your altar of sacrifice. He was going to worship only the true God using land, earth from the land of Israel. He was grateful, and he was a foreigner. Same thing happened with those 10 lepers we hear about in the gospel today. The only one who thinks to come back and thank Jesus is a Samaritan. You have to remember the Samaritans at that time were people who the Jews, the rest of the Jewish people in Israel, they despised. They didn't talk to them. They didn't have any dealings with them. They regarded them as heretics and no good, even though they were basically descended from the same people, spoke the same language. As in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus teaches us there and again that God doesn't have favorites because of race or ethnic origin. We're all equal in God's sight. But in these Bible verses, he's telling us that we who are God's people, the Jews back in that time, and we Christians and Catholics at this time, we are often falling short in this area. The fact that we may have the true religion doesn't mean to say we're going to fulfill it all the time. We are often guilty of these sins of ingratitude. Often we don't even notice that we've done it, right? We're just forgetful. Forget to say thank you. I can take advantage of this moment to apologize. Maybe some of you have found me wanting at times. I haven't maybe thanked you for something great you did in the parish. I'm sorry for that. I really appreciate there's so many wonderful parishioners here who do so many great things to help us. And yeah, we, myself and Monsignor McCarthy too, are really grateful for that. But if we think about it, all sin really includes the sin of ingratitude. Any kind of sin includes ingratitude. Because if we think about it, any sin at all that we commit, it's forgetting all that Jesus did for us to cleanse us from sin. We're like those lepers who've been cleansed, we've been given God's grace and healing power through Jesus dying on the cross for us. Every time we commit a sin, it's like a sort of a slap in the face, maybe big or small, but it's kind of offending the one who loves us more than anybody. Just forgetting that by turning against God's will, that's amongst other things that's wrong with it. It's ungrateful to our Lord for all that he's done for us. So let's pray for an increase in our heartfelt thanksgiving to God for all the benefits he's given us. Even in times of trial and suffering and tribulation. You know, there's many saints who could teach us a great example in that. We think of saints like Saint Joseph and Bakita, who she'd been a slave girl as a child. And she was very, because of her maltreatment, she spent her life hunched up and in pain. There's a number of saints who've spent their life in bed in great pain, unable to do anything except offer that up to God. And yet, we often read they were thankful. They gave thanks to God for even in suffering, because they were able to offer that up to God, knowing that that would bring graces from heaven. That would bring the help necessary for salvation to themselves and to others as well. So let's, even in times of suffering and facing great problems, let's ask God for that grace to always give thanks, knowing that whatever happens to us, it's all part of God's big plan for our lives. And even though sometimes we cannot see the reason we're going through something bad, we know that God loves us, he's there, and somehow it's all going to work for good, provided we just accept it with faith and thanksgiving. Good times and bad. May the Lord help us to have that attitude of constant thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.